Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's on. That works. All right, let's play the music. This is the LA Local. I'm Craig Figner, coming to you from the world headquarters of KNX News, which is high atop LA's Miracle Mile. The LA Local, of course, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's October 13th, 2025, and the news right now is about this big storm on track for SoCal. Now, the National Weather Service says that there is a growing risk for localized rainfall rates that could exceed USGS thresholds for the quarter hour, half hour, and full hour durations in recent burn scar areas. So what does that mean? It's a fancy way of saying that the areas they're worried about, the burn scars, could get way too much water, rainwater, way too fast. That is bad. And this includes the recent burn scar areas that include the sites of the Palisades Fire, the Hearst Fire that was in Sylmar, the Sunset Fire that was in the Hollywood Hills. LA City Fire is urging people, be prepared to react quickly. Don't wait. Be ready to get out if ordered to do so. And crews are also keeping a very close eye on the Eaton Fire burn zone. And our guy John Baird, he talked with Lisa Derderian about storm prep. She speaks for the city of Pasadena.
We have the K-Rail that has been installed for several months now, sand and sandbags. We've knocked on the door residents that are in the impacted area. So we encourage the residents in the affected area, you know, if you need to leave for peace of mind for a few days, do so. If not, be prepared. Have your to-go kits. Sign up for emergency notifications.
And then you also made the point that, you know, you may not like it, but the K-Rails are going to be up for a while.
Right. The K-Rails, per the FEMA, will be up for more than likely several years. Aesthetically, doesn't look great, but it is a good prevention measure.
All right. I got to jump in here. K-Rails are not always ugly. There were some in the Laurel Canyon area here, Los Angeles. They had some, like, pro artists come in, paint them up. They looked cool, while also holding back the potential for mudslides. Now, let me emphasize, this is a developing story. Tune in tonight, tomorrow morning, to KNX News 97.1 FM. You can also stream it on the Odyssey app. And if we get hit with all kinds of craziness, that is where you will learn in real time exactly what you need to know. Keep in mind, forecasters say 3.5 inches of rain possible, with the brunt of the storm to hit before noon tomorrow. Now, some political news. California ballot measure, Prop 50. Have you received your ballot in the mail? I think they sent them out on October 6th. Well, if voters pass it, it will change several California congressional districts. But one in SoCal will feel it very deeply, talking about California's 41st, repped by Ken Calvert. So that's Lake Elsinore, Canyon Lake. My grandparents had a home out there. Menifee, Palm Springs, Eastvale. It's actually a city. It became a city in 2010. It was the Styx when I was a kid. I can say that. I grew up in the IE. Congressman Ken Calvert, though, he is very unhappy because his job's on the line.
They completely obliterate the district that I have. This is a way to just obliterate the district entirely.
All right, let's get more. A drill down on Prop 50. Here's Art Sanders.
Republican Ken Calvert sits on the Appropriations Committee, chairs the Defense Subcommittee, and is one of the most senior members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Conservative Calvert's been elected 16 times. Under the proposed map, the 41st district would move entirely inside Los Angeles County with a different demographic of voters.
That's for sure. Now let's talk about some Los Angeles political news. A previous supporter of L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it is time for Bass to go, to get out of City Hall. Former LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner is the first candidate with real name recognition to jump in the race. He told me L.A. City Hall is adrift under the leadership of Mayor Karen Bass.
What grade would you give Mayor Bass when it comes to housing the homeless and her flagship Inside Safe program?
So let me tell you what I know. We've gone from spending $100 million a year to $1.2 billion. The problem hasn't gotten better. There are estimates that about 1,500 people, plus or minus, have been ultimately helped by that program. Back of the envelope, that's $300,000 per person. Where's the money going? So I guess I'll give Mayor Bass an incomplete on that.
Following the Palisades fire disaster, would you have kept LAFD Chief Kristen Crowley on the job?
I think scapegoating leadership in the fire department, I think the buck stops with the mayor. The mayor is the maestro of public safety in Los Angeles. Why were fire trucks broken? Why was a reservoir taken offline? Why did hydrants, why were they broken? Those are questions one asked before the crisis. That's what's called being prepared for a crisis. We weren't prepared, it's clear. The mayor's scapegoating or blaming Chief Crowley, I think after the fact, to try to scapegoat others. That's not leadership.
Most people will remember you as the leader of LAUSD through the pandemic. You resigned, didn't accept a new contract from LAUSD. You had been quoted as saying it was 15-hour days, 7 days a week, for more than a year, and you were done. You needed a break. LA City Hall's, in my opinion, covering it, not easier.
7 days a week, 15-hour days, and the relentless pressure of a pandemic, you need a break. I'm taking a break. I understand what work is like in City Hall, and I'm firmly committed to work 7 day a week, 15-hour days, if that's what it takes to make sure we get the job done.
All right, that's former LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner. He says he's in the race to be LA's next mayor. So I caught up with Mayor Bass, and this stings because Buettner, he says he voted for Bass, fundraised for her, and now says she let him down. So what does the mayor say?
Austin Buettner is now a candidate for mayor.
Yes, he is.
Somebody who supported you.
Yes, that was news to me.
You think he'll get traction?
Oh, I have no idea. But you know what I'm ready for is a robust conversation.
You know what I like even more than a robust convo? It is a robust payday. And it happened for somebody in SoCal. They're like rich, filthy rich. They had a Super Lotto Plus ticket that hit all six numbers Saturday night. The holder of that ticket, before the government gets in the way, takes home $50 million. Not pocket change, to be sure. The ticket sold at... Wait, are they playing me off? They're playing me off. All right. The ticket sold at Village Spirit Shop. It's a liquor store that sounds like one I'd go to. Lakeview Canyon Road, Westlake Village. One of the co-owners of the store says they're like a lottery good luck machine.
This store has been known as a lucky retailer for many years, and then we've had a $10 million and a $3 million on the scratchers winner, and finally now $50 million Super Lotto.
You can win $3 million on scratchers. Is that what I heard? Why am I doing this 401k stuff? All right, that is today's LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. They've got a dozen of them, 12 dealerships. Check them out on the internets, lacarguy.com. I'm Craig Figner. I'm not James Tuck, even though I'd give up a limb for that accent. Make it a most excellent and safe Monday evening and week ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.